To the editor. This Easter Sunday, while driving down Gormanville Road, something unusual caught my eye. In the parking lot of an industrial complex, a group of people were gathered, clearly enjoying themselves in the afternoon sun. At first glance, I thought it might have been a casual gathering. But then I looked again, longer this time, even drove around the block to confirm and smiled. They were playing cricket. How cool is that? Now, you might say, it's just a game, but for me, it sparked a rush of memories and a deep sense of pride. I was suddenly transported back to the 1970s, to my own childhood in North Bay. We didn't need fancy fields or pristine arenas. We had the streets, the front lawns, and frozen backyards. We played road hockey until the streetlights came on. We played baseball on the lawn of Scullard Hall, and my dad, after a long shift working the CPR freight train to Webwood, would come home and flood the backyard rink so we could lace up our skates under the stars. We were kids chasing pucks and dreams. And now, decades later, on a quiet Easter Sunday, I saw a new generation of Canadians doing the exact same thing, only their stick was a bat, and their dream was wrapped in the familiar rhythm of cricket. It was a beautiful, ordinary moment that spoke volumes. These newcomers, these proud new Canadians, weren't just playing a game. They were participating in a quiet act of cultural sharing and belonging. Cricket may not be a traditional Canadian pastime, but the spirit behind it certainly is. Making do with what you have. Finding joy in community. Bringing a piece of your home with you and adapting it to a new land. That is the very essence of what has always made Canada strong. In these challenging times, globally and at home, it is worth remembering that our greatness doesn't lie in perfection. We have work to do. But our strength lies in our people, in the stories, sacrifices, and contributions of generations, both past and present. Next week's federal election is about those very sacrifices. It is about ensuring that the Canada we leave behind is even better than the one we inherited. I often think about the immigrant families who came before, those who worked the railways, who cleared the forests, who built our towns, who played on our backyard rink, and I see those same hopes in the eyes of today's newcomers. Their journey may start with cricket in a parking lot, but it becomes so much more. It becomes education, innovation, hard work, and community building. To witness a scene like that, in our city, on a sacred weekend, it reminded me of why I'm proud to be Canadian. Because here, we don't ask you to erase your past. We ask you to bring it with you. Enrich us with it. Let's meet at the intersection of hockey sticks and cricket bats and build something new together. Canada, in all its complexity, is still the envy of the world. We must never lose sight of what we have built, nor take for granted the shared values of inclusion, tolerance, and peace that bind us. Let's protect it. Let's cherish it. And let's keep making space for road hockey, for backyard rinks, and yes, for cricket in a parking lot. Thank you to those cricketers for reminding me what Canada truly looks like. David Thompson, North Bay.